We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks? I will always fight for you. I will be watching, I will be listening, and I will tell you that the future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago.
There's the president, some of his parting comments from Andrews Air Force Base just before getting on board Air Force One and jetting off to sunny Florida down in Mar-a-Lago, where they'll land in a little over 2 hours from now. And in the meantime, in Washington, D.C., they're getting ready for the inauguration ceremonies. By the way, good morning to you. 97.1 will cut in live with Fox News coverage when they begin the inauguration ceremony a little later, around 10 this morning, 10 to 12. Annie Fry then, of course, in noon to 3 with continuing coverage and opening up the phone lines, giving you a chance to voice your opinion on what's going on, which is what we do so well here. We'll get back to all of that, of course, as the hour continues. We're going to talk to Charles Payne, but right now we want to get to the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right, we've got attorney Jane Duker joining us this morning. And Jane, not much going on today. How are you?
Nothing going on. No news. No news. The newscasters are not happy.
Just the peaceful transition of power at the federal level, unlike what we have going on in St. Louis County.
Well, yeah. I mean, last night was the latest in the saga, and Lisa actually stopped pretending she was chair for the night. So that made the meeting in St. Louis County at the council great. Everything went smoothly. But we have this lawsuit pending, which is, I can't believe that taxpayers are paying for a lawsuit to see if Lisa Clancy can still be chair.
Where do you stand on Paige? I mean, obviously you did some work for Mark Montavani. You were never on Team Paige to begin with.
Never.
But you can certainly see him pulling the strings behind the scenes here, because losing Lisa Clancy as the chairperson of that council takes away a lot of his leverage.
Yes. I mean, I think that we now have a council that is not just going to rubber stamp Sam Page. And that's all anybody really could hope for. He has had unbridled health order power, unbridled spending power, and it has to stop. We have to have a council that will hold the executive accountable, and accountability is coming. And so that was what that was about. The chair doesn't have like this tremendous power, except to determine whether, you know, the council can investigate whether Sam Page is violating the charter by having his second job or by auditing the CARES funds. I think now we're finally going to get rid of the frauditor and get a real auditor, which is absolutely necessary. So, but, you know, but you have the county councilor. I mean, I know, you know, you're not a lawyer, but I think most people understand that lawyers are not allowed to sue their clients. That's sort of a basic deal. And the idea that the county councilor is going to court representing two council people against five council people about who is chair is like a level of outrageous I've never seen in all my years.
Interesting.
So, it's strange.
Separate from the county attorney, Sam Page's attorney, suing, what's your take as a lawyer on the legal ramifications here? I mean, of what they did, of what they tried to pull off. I mean, they're claiming it was completely in line with the charter.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be very interesting, but the idea that you can let someone, the Constitution says that county offices have to be, their terms have to be 4 years. There's another provision of the Constitution that prohibits you from extending someone's term in the middle of their term. And that's exactly what they did with letting Rochelle Walton Gray vote. And they did it because they wanted to keep chair and because they wanted to pass a bill that allows Page to hire all these lawyers with no oversight by the council. And so, you know, I think when you let someone who's not a council person vote, you have legal ramifications for legislation. Whether Lisa Clancy is chair or Rita Days has nothing to do with the legality of legislation that gets four votes and then is either signed or not signed by the county executive. So I think it was a very dangerous precedent. I think the public is squarely against what they did, and they intuitively know that you just don't do that. And it was a horrible grab of power attempt, and luckily I think it's going to get stopped.
Wow. So they mm-hmm. as I understand it, the judge has given them till roughly the end of this week or something to respond. This mm-hmm. is something that probably needs to be addressed pretty quickly. Are you expect that?
So they don't try it again. Well, right. So they don't try it again, and we can get some stability. And the sad part again, though, is that taxpayers now have to pay for both sides of the lawsuit.
True.
Which is, you know, I mean, you know, think how many vaccines people could get if we weren't spending money on lawyers so that, you know, the county councilor can represent some of the members against the other members. I mean, I can't even imagine the attorney general representing some legislators suing other legislators. I mean, there's a conflict straight up. And guess what? Like chair, that's sort of it's an administrative position. It's not a position that's bestowed by the voters. It's bestowed through the representatives.
Right.
But to say that the courts are going to jump into the legislative branch to have a fight about Robert's Rules of Order is insane. And that the taxpayers are paying for it is even more frustrating.
Well, I tell you what, Jane Duker, I appreciate your thoughts on this morning. And boy, I hope they get this worked out in a hurry. Thank you.
Me too. Happy Inauguration Day.
Yeah, we will talk to you soon. Attorney Jane Duker there at Jane Duker on Twitter. And we're going to get back to more of your phone calls here in just a couple of minutes. 314-241-9797. What say you about either the county council situation or what you just witnessed in Washington or what we're about to witness in, a little less than 2 hours from now? I got Charles Payne from the Fox Business Network coming up about 8:35, but time for your calls next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
We have statistical science proving that this is an impossible election. But now we're supposed to not believe this science.
It's going to hurt the credibility of the next election if we don't fix it.
Weekdays from 5 to 9 on 97.1 FM Talk. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
We did what we came here to do, and so much more.
74 million Americans ought not to be slandered based on the action of a couple thousand who participated in a violent mob.
They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists.
There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate.
Well, excuse the emotion.
Yeah, there you go. A few sound bites for you from the morning, and hopefully you got a chance to listen to some of those yesterday. Thought the one on Tucker probably needs to be explained a little bit. His point was that some of these Democratic leaders who are calling for unity now are treating, in the meantime, these 74 or 5 million people, probably more than that, if votes hadn't been changed, who voted for this president as terrorists. I wanted to let Tucker say that in his own words. Go to cut 11, please.
The leaders of the Democratic Party have now decided that 74 million Trump voters weren't just wrong or misguided. They didn't simply back the wrong guy or have incorrect opinions or fail to see the obvious truths. No, the threat they pose is graver and more serious than that, more dangerous. These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists. They're a looming physical threat to the rest of us, and we must deal with them in the way that you deal with threats like that, existential threats to the nation. Saddam Hussein, al-Baghdadi, Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump's voters.
It makes an interesting point. What is the best way to visualize that, right? Because it's all about impressions. Well, one way would be to ring Washington, D.C. with the military, who you were calling jackbooted government thugs a short time ago when Donald Trump wanted to send in the National Guard or federal agents to protect a federal building in Portland, Oregon. We couldn't have that. But the image a lot of people are going to have today when Joe Biden gets inaugurated is a Washington, D.C. under siege. And it's simply not true. And yet you're going to hear a lot of talk, and I'll be listening to the speech today, just like a lot of you, about unity and coming together. The visual is not good for coming together. And the fact that you are continually referring to the people that voted for President Trump as people standing up for something evil is not how you get unity in this country. Joe Biden continuing to let Chuck Schumer and other people try to prosecute the outgoing president is not how you gain unity in this country. In case you missed it, I want you to hear cut 5 from the new majority leader of the United States Senate. Play it, please.
After what he has done, the consequences of which we were all witness to, Donald Trump should not be eligible to run for office ever again. All of us want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us. But healing and unity will only come if there is truth and accountability, not sweeping such a severe charge, such awful actions under the rug. So let me be clear. There will be an impeachment trial in the United States Senate. There will be a vote on convicting the president for high crimes and misdemeanors. And if the president is convicted, there will be a vote on barring him from running again.
Now we get down to what it's all about. You had to wait till the end of that soundbite to get down to what it's all about. They're scared to death of you. They're scared to death of the 75 million people, the most to ever vote for a sitting president of the United States. Trumping the glorious one, Barack Obama, by millions of votes. So that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of that force that's still out there. Yet somehow, in their warped logic, they think that they're going to achieve unity by continuing to prosecute him and prevent those people from being able to vote for him again. Did they think you're going to go away? I thought it was interesting what the president said today. Play cut 21, please.
The things that we've done have been just incredible, and I couldn't have done it without you. So just a goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Yeah, we'll be back in somewhere. We don't know what that is yet, but if you've just joined us this morning, the Wall Street Journal has floated a story saying that the president is considering creation of a new party called the Patriot Party. And I said earlier, I think this is a shot across the bow for Mitch McConnell and any of these weak-kneed Republican leaders that we've left behind up there as part of the swamp. If you fall in line with the Democrats trying to alienate and somehow prevent Donald Trump from running for office again, he's going to take those 74 million people and use them against you. Just know that. And a vast majority of them will follow if he chooses to do that. I don't think it's in the best interest of the future of this country, but it's leverage. There's no doubt about it. Let's get to a quick break here. We don't know what's going to happen with the markets. They've been up a little bit today. Can't wait to hear from Charles Payne coming up.
We produced not one, but two vaccines with record-breaking speed, and more will quickly follow. They said it couldn't be done, but we did it. They called it a medical miracle, and that's what they're calling it right now, a medical miracle. Another administration would have taken 3, 4, 5, maybe even up to 10 years to develop a vaccine. We did it in 9 months. We grieve for every life lost, and we pledge in their memory to wipe out this horrible pandemic once and for all. When the virus took its brutal toll on the world's economy, we launched the fastest economic recovery our country has ever seen.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, weekdays 1 to 2 here on the Fox Business Network. Great to get him on the air this Wednesday morning. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you feeling, man? Are you feeling optimistic today on this inauguration day?
I am a rose-colored glasses kind of guy, and I try my best to see the good in everybody and everything, or, you know, how bad things could become good things, you know. So I'm optimistic that the will and spirit of the American people will not fade, will not be diminished anymore than it has been over the last, let's say, 10, 20 years. It's a mixed feeling. Listen, the American public has spoken. We do this every 4 years. We're making the transition to a new office. And I just think, you know, Mark, here's the thing. People who really love capitalism or say they do, people who really, are conservatives, there's a lot of soul searching, I think, that has to happen among that community about what they're doing, that they're losing the public relations battle, what they're defending, that they're losing the public relations battle, and what adjustments they may have to make, that either align themselves with a new reality that may not have existed 20 years ago, certainly 50 years ago. And when I talk about that, I mean just the new world we live in, you know, in terms of technology and things like that. And also where we're going there, we get these tidal waves or these shifts in the tide. And over the last 4 years plus, there's a massive shift around the world of the unforgotten man and woman who lifted themselves up. Now they give it different labels in different places, but we saw it all over the world. And I still think that's a driving factor. But I'm feeling now that those men and women are saying, well, we thought if we went this way, they would hear us. Maybe we'll go that other way and they'll hear us.
Yeah, you got to wonder what happens next. The president even hinted that he's going to be back in some form. We don't know where that's going to go, right? How loud a voice he will be while Joe Biden is trying to manage the economy. And he said today, I hope they don't raise your taxes, but if they do, yeah. I told you so.
Yeah, no, they're going to raise taxes. I got to tell you, Janet Yellen spoke yesterday, and a lot of people didn't watch it. I watched it because she's going to be one of the most powerful people in the world later on today. And what I found fascinating, and it really kind of scared the heck out of me too, is they were like,
"Did we lose Charles?
We did. Like, yeah.
Hmm. Is he off the phone?
No. Mm-mm.
Charles, are you still there? I think it's the Russians. They knew where he was going.
Darn it. I really wanted to hear that.
I know.
I did too.
Hopefully we can get him back.
Yeah. Hopefully he is off the phone now. He appears to have seen that. So hopefully he gives us a call right back.
See, that's it. It's the NSA is listening today and they're trying to shut down any dissension in the United States as to what's going on. He was starting to talk about Janet Yellen. I watched a little bit of that today. You know, she was head of the Federal Reserve Board, and now she's going to be part of President Biden's cabinet. And she didn't. I don't know where Charles was going with that, but she didn't seem concerned at all that an extra $2 trillion here or an extra $2 trillion there was going to have any long-term effect on this country. So I would love to hear Charles' take on that because, you know, he's been following her career for years, and it clearly impacts the markets, the decisions that these folks make up there. You know, I don't have enough of the financial background that Charles does to kind of to point that out, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to find out what she does there. Taken aback by a couple of things, including
back.
All right, good. We were just talking about where you were going on Charles on Janet Yellen.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if the deep state took over already and cut my lines.
I think they did. They want to cut off any dissent, starting with you,
Charles.
They
haven't had the inauguration yet. I mean, golly. But anyway, I'm just really, really worried about the notion that this, you know, this global, that, you know, that we want to fit in with the rest of the world, because it's just really a euphemism that we're going to write a whole bunch of checks to the rest of the world. We're going to let them play by unfair rules. It's our men and women who will die in battle protecting their land and their wealth. You know, so I'm just afraid of that kind of stuff. And so, you know, Yellen gave us she foreshadowed more of what we're going to be seeing and more of the policies we're going to be getting.
Yeah, particularly she didn't seem to have any concerns at all about throwing an extra $2 trillion at COVID and even more than that if that's what it takes.
Yeah, but see, that's just it. They hijacked the emergency of the day. I think it was Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So when you start talking about throwing $415 billion at COVID-19, the last package had billions of dollars to go to COVID-19. You know, and you say we're going to throw $300 billion to reopen schools. Just reopen them. Yeah, I know you need some cash. Maybe, you know, we got to, you know, do some things with equipment and plastics. But it's not going to take that. All of that stuff is just there's smoke screens, right, to reward states. A lot of these states, by the way, who haven't seen a big tax hit, you know, yet. But we're going to use these emergencies that are harming our people, you know, as smoke screens and just start off this whole thing with the disingenuous notion. It's going to be downhill from there. You know, you want to start the first day optimistically or at least open-mindedly, but, you know, don't close my mind by fooling me and telling me you're trying to do one thing when it's pretty clear you're doing something else.
Yeah, that's true. So what are you telling people on your show, Charles, about getting ready for a Biden administration? Obviously, the market, still doing well today, but it is inauguration day. It's going to take a while for him to start getting legislation passed and rolling back tax cuts and the like.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, again, Yellen admitted as much yesterday. You can't say COVID is the most pressing issue of our lifetime in more than a century and also say, but we want to hike taxes across the board. You know, you can't hike taxes in an environment where in a so-called emergency environment. Even Europe rolled back some taxes, even if they did it temporarily. There's a couple of things from an investing point of view. In a $21 trillion economy, there are things to invest in. I don't invest in the market. I invest in great companies or companies that I think will be great, right? So, I mean, Netflix is the number one performer in the market today. It's a stock that my subscribers have owned for a long time. Amazon, Apple, those kind of things. And then there are things that are just coming up, you know, the electric vehicle thing. It's just you got to have exposure to it. It's nuts. And I was fighting and kicking and resisting until a couple of years ago. And I just don't like the notion of governments making me buy a product, either coercing me or trying to seduce me either way. But they won. They're going to do it. And the car companies, they're not building anything else except that. And they're going to make us buy it. And here's the good news. If you're rich, they'll give you a check to buy an electric vehicle because that's what these progressive policies do. Think about all these progressive policies. The student bailout is nothing more than rewarding wealthy people who have college educations. The electric vehicle thing will pay rich people $10,000 to buy a nice car. It's like you go down the list. So there's investment opportunities in all of that. And so that's my job. My main job is to help people enhance their own wealth so they can have their own financial freedoms, even when it happens against a backdrop of things I don't like.
And you're still giving away unstoppable prosperity, right?
Absolutely. The book has been it's gone through the roof, Mark. And then I do educational things associated with that. It has gone through the roof. And I got to be honest with you, I had my best year ever in terms of, you know, just my stock picks, revenues, education. What I'm so thrilled about is when Wall Street was telling everyone to head to the hills last March and April, people said on their own, no, you told me that before at the beginning of the tech crash. You told me that in 2009. And ironically, I sold at the low, and somebody was buying my stock, and it was probably you. It was probably your firm. You know, so I'm not doing that anymore. So the American public got smart. You know, Goldman Sachs put together a basket of stocks that they say are favorite of new retail investors from that last year. It's right. Up 70% versus 20% for the S&P. So I'm rooting on the American public. You know, stay strong. You know, enhance your wealth, enhance your economic freedom. Never give up. Never give up, you know, because the cards change and sometimes they change when you make them change. So, you know, that's how I'm going into today and that's how I'm looking at the next 4 years.
Outstanding. UnstoppableProsperity.com is the website where you can find that. And Charles, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Same here, buddy. Same here.
We'll talk soon. We'll be listening today 1 to 2 Central on the Fox Business Network there. And I always appreciate getting Charles on here. Quick break, 314-241-9797. Part of the crowd a little earlier as the president was getting ready to leave their Andrews Air Force Base for Florida. They're on the way now, more than probably close to halfway into the flight down to Mar-a-Lago. Wouldn't that be nice?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little charter flight down to Florida today.
Oh, sounds really
Get
nice.
Warm.
I wish
there's
already room on that plane.
Exactly.
I imagine, grab me.
I'm guessing there was lots of room on the plane. Clearly, the media didn't go with them, right? They didn't have a media contingent that I'm aware of.
Oh, gosh, I'd be so done. For a little while at least. I know he likes the attention and everything, but still, everyone still needs a break. I would be ready for just my family.
The whole family was on there?
Have a little bit of a break before you get yourself back out there.
Yep.
You probably don't follow the youngest Trump. Well, she's not the youngest. She's the youngest adult, Tiffany Trump. Announced yesterday that she was engaged, and they had a picture of themselves in the on that portico there on the outside of the Oval Office, celebrating their engagement. I guess if they weren't going to get engaged, they hurried up and did it so they could get that picture. I don't know. You don't want to miss opportunities like that, right?
I guess not. I feel like they're the kind of family that has a lot of opportunities, though. So,
yeah.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, that was good. You know, speaking of which, I didn't see Barron today. I kind of expected he might walk out of the White House with his parents. Did you notice him in any of the video?
I didn't see him.
No.
I mean, he's hard to miss. He's like 6'6 now. He's taller than his dad. But maybe he was already over there at Andrews with the rest of the family. I saw Ivanka and Jared Kushner and the rest of them and the sons. Maybe he was already over there.
Maybe. It's funny because President Trump is one of the only people to ever served as president that didn't age about 15 years during his 4 years in office. But, man, that kid sure grew up.
It was shocking. It really was to see him. Wasn't that a great? That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do we have here? Like a minute?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So we should probably remind people of what our coverage is going to be today, Tricia.
Okay. Denise, do you have all those details? You keep pitching to me. Denise has been reporting it.
No, I know we're going to start coverage around 10, and the swearing in, I believe, begins at 11. Like, this is all our time at 11, and then it should be wrapping up by noon. So then Annie will take over in her normal slot from noon to 3.
Yeah. So you'll get all the coverage you want here. We'll go to Fox News Radio and let them handle the coverage from D.C., and then Annie will be back live. So you're going to get an hour of Kilmeade. The Brian Kilmeade Show will give you the normal prep he would give you here from 9 to 10. We'll cut away to live coverage, and then Annie will be back at noon to take your phone calls and your impressions of President Joe Biden, which is going to be the case here in about 2 hours, just to give you a heads up there. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate that. Have a great day, folks. Hang in there. Be confident. We'll see you in the morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.